Big day kuna shneik suvim aboyin kiyechon. The Torah says it twice. It says two times this chiddush in two places that even after you did the mitzvah, still it's asa bahano. And the klal is v'chol shneik suvim aboyin kiyechon. Anytime the Torah said extra two times, not two, says once. So once it just should have said it once. It would say the chiddush in one place. I would learn out from here all over that even though you did the mitzvah, still there's an esa milah. Why did the Torah have to say the second time for? That's the klal. Since the Torah said it the second time, it means to tell us, ein melamdin. It means to say, only in these two cases you have this yisoid, that even after you did the mitzvah, still it has an istamila. Ma'ashenk, in all other places, we do not learn out from here. But all other places, the opposite. That all other places, like by our case of dam, after you did the mitzvah, there's no more milah. So Rashi says, a big day kuna, arba big day love in the kain god of Yom Kippurim. The Pasuk says, after the Kohen Gadol gets finished using his begodim, the big day love and the set of four white begodim used on Yom Kippur, the Chsibu, the Pasuk says, v'nichem shom, you have to leave it there, and we dash him that it's osa b'ano. So the question is, why is it osa b'ano? It was already nasa mitzvosan. So you see this Kiddush again, that even though you did the mitzvah, still it's osa b'ano. So this man Yom holds, the Torah says it twice. It says this Kiddush by Trumas Adeshin and by Big Day Kuna. So the klal is ein melamdin. You don't learn out from any other place, but rather only these two places and no place else. So Gemara says, "Ho nichol rabbon and diyamri v'nichem shom." It's good according to the rabbon and the day dasher. When the pasuk says by the big day kohen gadol, this big day loving. What does he have to do with it? After Yom Kippur, the pasuk says v'nichem shom. You have to leave it there. What does leaving it there mean? The rabbonin say melamet to teach us she'atun and gniza. That it's taka also, you can't have any enjoyment from it at all. It still has kedusha on it, and you have to bury it. So it's very good. The Torah says it's chiddush a second time, once by Trumas Hadeshen, and secondly by Big Day Kuna, that even after you did the mitzvah, still is toying the needs of it's also by Noah. Ela le Rabbi Doisa, but according to Rabbi Doisa we had before, the Yoma that he says, Big Day Kuna, Ruyin Hein le Krain Hedjit, no. There are four begotten, this Big Day Love and the Krain God, the War on Yom Kippur. Not also about Nori after Yom Kippur. A regular Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use it throughout the whole year. That those four begodim are the same begodim a Kohen Hedyot uses. So, Ma'ik Lameimer, then what could you say? And he dashes the pshat of an apostate, V'nichem Shom, just means that you can't use it again the next Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol can't use it again next year. That's what the apostate means, V'nichem Shom. This Kohen Gadol can't use it next year. But it's not also about Nori. It's no Mila, because a Kohen head is allowed to use it. So Bezoi Michael Memo, what can you say? So there's no second Pasuk by Big Day Kuna. So according there's only one Pasuk by the Trumas Hadeshen, that even after you did the mitzvah with it, even after you have the issues are still also by no. So let's learn out from Trumas Hadeshen all over, that even though you did the mitzvah already, still the Yisra Kedusha, the Yisra no remains, it's still also by no, there's an Yisra Mila. So Marin says no. The Gemara says, Mishum Dehevet Trumas Hadeshen, that's one case. The Torah says another place the same chiddush that even after you did the mitzvah, still it's also by no. So this has a din of shneik suvim haboyin kiyechad. The Torah said this chiddush twice, once by Trumas Deshen and second by Egla Rufa. We'll soon see. The whole shneik suvim haboyin kiyechad. The klal is ain melamdin. You can't learn out. So Rashi says Egla Rufa. That's the case. Ksiv bo shom shom tegin izosay. We dash an Egla Rufa is if you find a mace outside the city. And we don't know who killed the mace, so the city closest to the mace has to bring an egla rufa. That is, Canaan, the bezdin has to take an egel, and the lochrid, they have to chop off the head, and even after you not the mitzvot, even after you chopped off the head, still the pasuk says, v'nichem shom, you have to bury it there. The Amma says, shom take me zosay, that the egla rufa is zosay bano, you can't have any enjoyment from it, you have to bury it there. So Bezoid is a second pasuk here, not only by Trumas Hadeshen, Vuadin by Egla Rufa, after it's done the mitzvah, still you can't have a no. So the klal is Ein Malamdin. You can't learn out to any other place. The Torah says there are two cases to teach us, only these two cases and no place else. So Mora says, no, that's Gufas HaMachlokes. Ha'nichol HaMandiyom Ein Malamdin. This Gufas HaMachlokes. It's understandable according to Mandiyom that holds this Svara, that whenever the Torah says the Chiddush two places, why did it say the second time for him? To teach us only here, these two places, and no place else. Elo lamandiyom amalamdin, but there is a mandiyom that says no. It's an urcha de milsa. Sometimes the Torah says the chiddush twice. Even though it says it twice, Still, we can learn it out from all other places. Just like these two places. Even though it's Nasa Mitzvosoi, and it's Asa Banom, maybe all over still it should be Asa Banom. So then, what can you say then? Maybe by Dam also. Even after Kapori, even after you use the blood to make this Rika with it, even after Nasa Mitzvosoi, maybe still Asa Banom. Just like true Masadeshan, and Egna Ruf is Asa Banom, maybe Huadin Dam is also Asa Banom. So how do we know to make the Drosha who? That the blood always keeps the same din, you're telling me now for sure, just like after Kapara for sure, it's Mutter, who had din before it's Mutter? Maybe no, maybe even after Kapara also it's awesome. So Marin says, Trey Miyutik Siva. The Torah says two Miyutim here, two extra times like only here and no place else. The Pasuk says, V'samay Huarufa. Says an extra time, V'samay Huarufa. So Rashi says, Ha'arufa, it's a drasha, zu v'loy acheres. This one and nothing else. So it says v'samay, it says trelemut, it says v'samay by the trumas adeshin, mashma only here and no place else. And then it says ha'arufa, mashma only here and no place else. So meila, it's only these two places that has the chiddush, that even though you did the mitzvah, still it's asa banom. Mashaykh, and all other places is not that way. All other places, like by Dam, once you already did the mitzvah, pshiter it's mutter banor. Only these two cases of Chiddush you say it's still asa banor. So Melos good Rabbi Yechanan, it says, who? The Pasuk says, Dam always has the same halacha. So that's just like it's pshiter after the Zrika, for sure it's mutter banor, who I did before the Zrika, also it's mutter banor. Now the Gemara says, Vahani tlossi kroi bedam lomli. Like, what do we need all these three psukim we just dashen by dam for? Like, each one dashens, how do we know dam is, there's no issa milir on the dam. So true, but what do we need all three psukim for? Why isn't one enough? What do we need three psukim for? So we're ourselves like this. Chad lamute minoiser. One comes to teach us that dam doesn't have an issa noiser on dam. So drashi shemochol dam noiser b'shoigeg ein achai v'lachas. The person needs dam from a korban. And the dam was left overnight, was left over the next day. So even though there should have been an issa noiser also, that's the chiddush dam doesn't have an issa noiser. If you eat the dam, you're only over the issa of eating dam, and you're not over the issa of noiser. V'chad l'mutim mila. One pasuk has come to teach us there's no issa mila by dam, like we just got from the saying. V'chad l'mutim mituma. And one comes to teach us there's no din tuma. Dam is not mekabel tuma. You can't be metama dam. Dam does not receive tuma. But to have a pasuk to say that let's say you mafagel the korban, the shas the shchit of the korban you have in mind, to eat the korban the next day. So you say the lochri of the korban becomes pigul. So what's going to be now if you eat the dam of this korban? Are you over the yis of pigul or not? So why do we need a pasuk to say there's no yis of pigul by the dam? So Gemara says that's pshita. I don't need a pasuk for that. I know it without a pasuk that there's no yis of pigul if you eat the blood of the korban. It's not, we learned like this, called sheyesh loy matirin, something that has a heter that you're allowed to eat, bein li yodim, whether it's for the purpose, that has a heter for nodim to eat it, bein li mezbeach, chayov mov mishum pigel, v'damatz moy matirhu, mashenka, the blood itself, that's only matir of the korban, but there's no heter for the blood itself doesn't have any heterim to it. So Rashi says, bein li yodim, bein li mezbeach, shacherim matirin oisoy, oy lachilas odim, something else is matter this thing, either the Odom could eat it, could go in Bosa Kodeshim, like a regular carbon, the meat of the carbon, the Zrikir is matter, the carbon teat, Hanechel, Shetluyev, Zrikir Zadam. Like the meat becomes Hutter, becomes Mutatit, after you make the Zrikir Zadam. Shekol Zaman Shle Nizrak, Kol Zaman didn't make the Zrikir of the carbon, Osa Bachila, you're not allowed to eat the meat of the carbon. Kedesila, the Pasuk says, Vedam Zamchech Yishofech. For Hodav Yabosa Teichel, after you make the Zrikas Adam by Korban Chatis or Korban Shlomim, after the Zrikas Adam, that's when you're allowed to eat the meat. So the meat has an Issa Pigul to it if you made a Pigul, because there's something that's matter the meat eat. Or Matirin Mizbeach, or else something that gives a heter to you to put it on the Mizbeach. Kegoine Murim, like the Murim, the fats of the Mizbeach. She Zrikas Adam Achshrosim Mizbeach. Kedesil, the Pasuk says, V'zorak ha-koynes ha-dam al-mizbech Hashem, v'hoda v'hikter rachelev, v'reich nichoyich. And the locher is, after you make the shchita, you're not allowed to right away take the fats and put it on the mizbech.
No, first you have to have the mat of the zrikon. First you have to make the zrikas adam, and the zrikas adam is matter, makes it hutter. Now we're allowed to put the chaylev on top of the mizbeach. So therefore, the chaylev and the bosser of the animal have an issa pigul to it. Therefore, chayov molim ishum pigul. Im ocham mehen mikorbi mefugul. Is chayev chorus, the chsiv, the hanefesh shachelos imenu avonot yisom. Avu matter es acherim. Hugain adam, marshekin the blood itself. The blood itself, true. What does the blood do? The blood makes that the other things become mutter. The blood makes it that you're allowed to eat the meat. The blood makes it that you're allowed to bring the imurim. The hakaymit suah dilin to make kmitza by a mincha. The kmitza of the mincha makes it that now you're allowed to eat the shrayim. Of the it itself is not matter anything. It itself doesn't become mutter. Is the inchayov molim mishum pigul. The gamrinu mishlamim learn out from korb mishlamim. The pigul mishlamim siv ushlamim yeshla matirulam is beach. So the Issa Piglu is only chal upon the meat that has something that it itself becomes hutter. It itself becomes mutter. Mashenkin, the dam itself, the dam is only matter, something else. But nothing is matter, the blood itself. So since nothing is matter, the blood itself, there's no Issa Piglu on the dam. Therefore, I don't need a special pasuk to tell me if you eat the blood of a carbon that has an issa pigul on it, there's no issa pigul on the blood. The issa pigul only applies to parts of the carbon that you did something to be matter that thing to be done. So the basar of the animal, the basar of the carbon, you're only allowed to eat the basar after you made the zrika. So the zrika is the matir, and it's matter the meat, therefore the meat has an issa pigul. Who are in the emurim? The zrika is matarus, after you make the zrika sadam, now you're allowed to take the fats and put on top of the mizbeach. So the fats and the basar have an issa pigul. Mashenkin, the blood itself, that nothing is matter, the blood itself, the blood is only matter other things, but it itself, it doesn't pass the heter, doesn't have an issa pigul. So therefore we don't need a special posse to teach us, there's no issa pigul by the blood itself. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Samach. Here, the Mishnah. Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim. Anything that was done on Yom Kippur. Ha'omur ala Seder. That said upon the Seder. There's all the Mishnais and we had so far. It said the Seder. How the Kohen Gadol does one Avoider after another Avoider. So the Locher is Hiktim Maisa L'Chaveroi. If you do one before the way you're supposed to do it. You do one Avoider before it was supposed to be done. Is the Locher L'Yosaklum. It's possible. It's all the Seder Hadvorm, the way you do it, the Dama Par, then the Dama Soyer, and the Zrikas of the Panim first, then the Zrikas of the Hechom, then on the Mizbeach, each one has to be in the right Seder. If you do one before the other, it's Posel Yosef Leklum. The Rashi says, Hamurim ala Seder, the Mishnah Seinu. As we said, all the Mishnais, and we learned so far, they're all Likuvah, has to be done this way. So Mishnah says, Hiktim Dam HaSoyer or Dama Par, this is like an example. Let's say you first did the dam of the soyer before you did the dam of the par. So halacha is the dam of the soyer is posel. So mele yachzer v'yazer b'dam ha-soyer. Li'achar dam ha-par. You have to do over again the dam ha-soyer later after you do the dam ha-par. So you have to go according to the Seder, the way the Mishnayosim said. And Avada, that's the way the Torah says it. That first comes the dam of the par, and then you first do the dam of the soyer. What about the imad shaloi gomer es hamatonis shebefnim? Let's say you're doing the right seder. You took the blood now, the dam apar, you took it into the kodesh hakadoshim. Now before you finish doing the avodah of the dam apar, the imad shaloi gomer es hamatonis shebefnim. Before you finish doing all the zrikas of dam, the hazois in the kodesh hakadoshim, nishpach adam. Let's say the blood spilled. In other words, you had the whole kli of the dam apar. And you started to do the hazoyis inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have to do one upwards and then seven downwards. Now while you're in the middle of doing the seven downwards, let's say the whole kli spills. All the dam spills on the floor. So halacha is, yovoy damacher, you have to get another korban, get another dam hapar, v'yachzeh v'tchilash mibifnim. And you have to start over again from the beginning of the seder that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the avoyder is one up, and seven down. So if in the middle of this avodah, the dam spilled out, you have to start over again, And this man, the Yom, holds that all seven, like eight hazois, is like one kapara. So since he got stuck in the middle, you can't just continue. Now let's say you already did one upwards and five downwards. You can't just continue now to do another two downwards. You have to start over again. The same Allah applies if you're in the Heichel. In other words, you already finished doing all the Azoyis Adam in the Kodesh Kodoshim. And now you went out to the Heichel, and you started to make the Azoyis towards the Perchis. And in the middle, while you're doing the Azoyis, the Adam spills, and you have no more blood left. So you have to get a new carbon, and when you start over again, you don't have to do over again the Azoyis you did in the Kodesh Kodoshim. You only have to start over again from the Azoyis in the Heichel. V'chein b'mizbeach Azov. And the same thing by the Mizbeach Azov. If you already finished the Hazoyis towards the Peroichis, and now you're going to do the Avodah by the Zrikus of the Dalet Kronos of the Mizbeach HaPnim, so Loch is, if you got stuck in the middle, you just have to start over again from this last Avodah of the Zrikah on Mizbeach Azov. She'akulon Kapor Bifnei Yatzmon. Because each set is called the Kapor by itself. So therefore, once you finish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you finished there. You don't have to go over again. Even if later when you're in the Heichel, the blood spills out, and you don't have any more dam to finish off in the Heichel or in the Mizbeach Azov, so you have to make a new Shechita, new Apar, and you have to get new dam Apar, but you don't have to start over again from anything you finished. If you finished the Avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's called the Kapara by itself. You finished, you don't have to do it over again. You only have to do over again what you're in the middle of. If you're in the middle of doing the Avoidus in the Heichel, and the blood spills, you have to get a new par, a new dam, and start over again from the Avodah in the Heichel. Because each one of these three sets is called a Kapara by itself. The Avodah in the Pnim is called one Kapara. The Avodah in the Heichel is another Kapara. And this last, this Rikas Adam you do on the Mizbeach Azov, that's like a third Kapara. The Rashi says, V'chein beHeichel, Nosan Niksas Matonas Ala Prechis. You started to do now in the Heichel, putting the Hazois towards the Perchis. V'nishpach Adam, in the middle, the Dam spills out, the Locher is Yovei Paracher. You have to have a new carbon. V'yaskel Matones HaPerchis. You have to start over again, the Hazois in the Heichel towards the Perchis. V'yein Tzorech Lachzor Lahaskel B'Kaperis. But you don't have to go back in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Kaperis. That, no. That was done already. Why? She'akulon kapora b'fnei atzmon. Lefikach, kapora shenigma nigmrom. The kapora you finished already in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's finished already. You don't have to do anymore. Yeah. Weiter. Rebbe Shimon Aymrim. Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon, they both say that mimokam she'posak mishom hu maschel. Like they argue on the Tanakam and say no. Even let's say you're in the middle of the Heichel, you're in the middle of making the one Hazor upwards and seven Hazor downwards towards the Perchis, and then the Dam spills out, so you have to get a new power, a new carbon, and you have new blood. You don't have to start over again in the Heichel, but just continue on from wherever you ended off. That's where you continue on. Has bimokem sheposak mishram humaskel. With the last zrika that you did, just continue on from there. Even though it's in the middle of the avoda, so what? As they hold, each hazor is a kapara by itself. So if you started to do the hazoyis in the heichel, and you did one up and five downwards, that was done already. Now the dam spilled out, you have to do it two more downwards, so get a new power, a new dam, and just continue to do another two hazors downwards. Because they hold, each hazor is called a kapara by itself. And Rashi says, V'yafilu lo nigmaru oisa kapara, ein tzorech lachta v'lita mashinosan. You don't have to do it over again. Whatever you did, you makayim the mitzvah, that's called the kapara, and just continue on now with the new blood. So it's a machlekes in the Mishnah Tanakama, and Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon. So it's the Gemara. Tana Rabbanim, we're not going to write like this. The kol ma'isa yom ha-kippurim, ho'omor ala seder. All the halacha that it says about the avoid of Yom Kippur, that there's a seder, one has to come after the other. First the dam of the par, then the dam of the soyer. Im hikti ma'isa l'chaveroi lo yosaklum. If you did a later avoida before you were supposed to do it, you did it before another avoida, it's possible. If you didn't do it in the right order, it's possible. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says like this, Amosai, when do I say this halacha, that is a say that there's an order, how do the avoidas have to be done? Vidvorim hanasin v'digdei lovin mibifnim. Two tenoyim. It has to be an avoida that the Kohen Gadol does when he wears dafka the big day loven, the white begodim, and who are in the dafka has to be an avoida that's done in the panim in the kodesh kadoshim. Avol dvorim hanasim the big day loven mibachutz. But let's say an avoida, even though the Kohen Gadol has to wear his big day loven, he has to wear the special white begodim. But if the avoida is done chutz, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the locharism hikti maisa lechaveroi ma'ashosa. Even if you did the later avodah beforehand, before you're supposed to do it, still it's kosher. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the seder, the order is likuvam, it's only on the avodahs that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he's wearing his big day loven. But avodahs that are done outside in the Heichel, even though he has to wear his big day loven, it's not likuva. We'll soon see what the svar is. So Rashi says, Melefnim means Lefnai Lefnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Big Day Lovim Vachutz. What do you do in the Big Day Lovim outside in the Azorim? Kogoyin HaGorola. That's one thing. When you make the Goyrol to choose of the two Sirizim, which one is the Chatas Lashem and which one is Lazozel, the Kohen has to be wearing his white begodim, and that is not Likuva according to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, we'll soon see in the Gemara, we'll soon see. Yen Vidui, who are them to make the Vidui? Or Shvicha Shirayim. And when you pour over the leftover blood on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, you do it wearing your white begodim, but they avoid this outside, and it's not Nekuva, the Seder. V'chol Matonas HaPrechis, or Mizbech HaZov, and all the HaZoi you should do connected to the Prechis, you're only standing in the Hechel, that's called Chutz, Nogeh Tzel Afnai Lefnim. Or Mizbech HaZov, the Zrikis you have to do along the Mizbech HaPnim, if you do something that's supposed to be done later, you did it beforehand, still it's kosher. But even though the shchita sapar, which the shchita is done outside in the Azorah, or else the chfina, when the Kohen Gadol takes his hand, two handfuls of the keteris, even though this avod is done outside in the Hechom or in the Azorah, still if you do it the wrong time, it's possible. Why? Because what's the purpose of making the shchita? In order to have the blood to take the dam inside the lefnai lefnim. So the shchita of the par is considered an avodah tzarech pnim. So just like anything in the pnim itself, it's machi of the seder, who had in something you do outside, which the purpose of is for the pnim, it's also likuva. And who had in the chfina? What are you taking the kteris for? What are you taking the two handfuls for? Outside, you take it in order to put it into the shovel, into the spoon, and carry it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be makter it there. So since this is a purpose to be used in the Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, also the Seder is Likuva. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right, Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Rabbi Nechemya says no. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, B'med Devar Ma'amurim, when is this said? B'dvorim hanasim b'big delovin, bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz. And Nechemya says no. Anything the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing his special white begodim, it's likuva. Even though the avodah is done outside, the hagrola is done outside, if you do it at the wrong time, it's possible. The seder, the order, has to be done, even though the avodah is done outside. Avo b'dvorim hanasim b'big delzov in b'chutz, mashenkev the avodah that the Kohen Gadol does, when he wears his regular eight begodim made out of gold, when he does this outside, is ma'ashosu osli. There, Rav Nechemya is also ma'idah. Even though the Torah says a seder, what's supposed to be done first and what's second, that's only a mitzvah, but not likuva. If you don't do it the right place, still it's kosher. That's the right seder. So, Rashi, what does that mean? Dig day zob in bachutz, kagoin eloi v'yelom. The aisle that he brings from a special ram, he brings for himself, for a korban eloh. Or else the ayah that it brings for Klal Yisrael. These are avodas that are done outside in the Azorah, and is wearing his big day zov. Shehiktim lehem, hoitsoyis kafu machta. Let's say he takes out the kafu machta before he brings his ayah, even though he's supposed to do it afterwards. Is ein machfin olav lifsam. It's not likuva. Since this is an avodah that's done outside in the big day zov, it's not likuva. That's what Nechemya is also moided to. So the only machlekes is, what the Kohen Gadol has to do, wearing his big day loven outside in the chutz, is that likuva or it's not likuva? The order. What's the machlekes? Omer Reb Yechon. So Reb Yechon says like this: Ushnayhem mikrecha darshu. Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya both dash in the same posik. And the machlekes is told in this posik. The posik says, "For hoyso zois lachem lochukas oilam achas pashana." like the halachas of the avodah Yom Kippur is called chukah. Chukah always means like it has to be done itzli kuva. If you don't do it this way, it's possum. But it says achas bashana, something that's done once a year. So Rashi achas bashana, Rashi says alma. Kiksiv chukah, when the Torah says the word chukah, that means like it's likuvah, if you don't do it, it's no good. Likuvah ha'achas b'shonikziv. It's going on the avoidus that's done specially once a year. That's what the pasuk says. So zoyslachem l'chukah selam, achas b'shonah. Something that's done only once a year, that has the halacha to be likuvah. So what does this mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds